Thank you, Don. Don and the leaders in this church have been great paracletes for Debbie and I all these years. The ways that you have come alongside us to aid us, encourage us, pray for us, your financial investment, words of encouragement, you have been incredible paracletes coming alongside of us to aid us and help us in what God has called us to. We thank you for that. We thank God for you. We thank you for that. We know what a scholar Don is. I mean, he didn't need a master's or a doctor's degree. I mean, if he studied and he had a doctor's, there's nobody that had his doctor's degree in theology that would be above his teaching. He didn't need formal studies. He's a very, very special man, a wonderful student of the word, very astute. I needed formal training to advance. He didn't need it to advance. He has an incredible mind. The Holy Spirit guides him. We are very fortunate to have him and all of our pastors. As I see churches around the world and see pastors, I thank God for them, but we are very blessed and very fortunate to have these men as our leadership team. I know that as I travel the world. Five life principles, things that God has been impacting our hearts and lives with these many years. Remember them, grace. Let's remember grace. We receive grace every day. Let's extend grace to other people every day. We do what we need to do. We treat what we need to do, but it can be with humility, love, and grace. Don't need to be harsh with people. Just do what we need to do. Grace and mercy. And then, fingerprints. I wonder if Jesus were to review every soul that passes to eternity, those that have repented and trusted him as Savior, and those that have not. But every soul that passes on to eternity, I wonder on how many of them he will find my fingerprints. My unique fingerprints. On how many? Neighbors, friends, co-workers, believers, people at sports, people here. Leave fingerprints. Just leave fingerprints. Leave fingerprints. Teamwork. Teamwork, partnering, wonderful thing, biblical thing. God produces much fruit. Paracleting, where we're called to come alongside each other. Body of Christ, family of God, bride of Christ. Some are feet, some are hands, some are ears. Every member of the body is important. Every member of the body is important. And we have been called to identify with and fellowship with and minister and build up and serve a local body, a local community. We leave our fingerprints on each other and we come alongside each other to edify. And of course, the part of those that don't know the Lord, it fits well with our vision, reaching out and building up and reaching out, paraclete ministry. May God continue to help us do that. And our spiritual life focus, my five H's, spiritual life focus. What are your spiritual goals for this year? What are you focusing on? Well, I want to be a good Christian, amen. But specifically, what are you working on in your life? What fruit of the Spirit, what lack of self-discipline, what pattern of sin, what spiritual goals, what are you specifically working on with the Holy Spirit's help? Spiritual life focus, what's yours? These are things that have helped us these many years and continue to help us. Father, thank you again for the time this evening, for what you're doing near and far. Thank you for the leadership of this church, all of the members, all of the church, wonderful paracletes. Thank you for the ministry that they've had in our lives. Thank you for the support and the encouragement and the prayers and all of the help that they lend to us, just us, let alone thinking of all of the other missionaries and all of the other pastors and believers and other people near and far. Bless this church. Protect it. Give us humility. Make us one. Give us unity. Protect us from pride, from attacks, from division. protect us from attitudes and comments and spirits and a spirit and attitude, words, comments that would create division. And that would be the opposite of paracleting, but beating down and doing harm. Give us unity. Extend our borders here locally with the programs that we do and our reaching out here within the building and in August down in the park and other times where we're reaching out. Extend our borders. Help us to grow, to be a light. Use us, Father, and bless the church's efforts near and far. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, Pastor Paul of New Life and our oldest daughter, Nicole, and our youngest daughter, we have just the two, Nicole and Stephanie, youngest daughter Stephanie, send their greetings. Stephanie's been back in Arequipa for about 2 months now. She's working and looking to see how she can get involved in the ministry. We're looking at a family counseling / prenatal crisis pregnancy ministry that we have in other areas of SSA, Spanish South America, and in Peru. So we appreciate your prayers for them and for Stephanie. If God puts upon anybody's heart specifically to pray for Stephanie, the 2 months that she's been in Arequipa have been really torment. She's been attacked physically, emotionally, other ways. I think the devil's trying to discourage her from having gone back with the idea of ministering there, but she suffered with different physical and other problems since the day she's arrived, and it can really beat her down, discourage her. So if God puts on your heart to pray specifically for her, and you'll just carry her with her, with you, that'll be a great blessing, and I can share with them and with Stephanie that you are praying for her, and you're praying for them. That would be a great blessing for them. Thank you. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no man despise thy youth, the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, a leader, co-laborer, worker, missionary pastor, evangelist, teammate, young man, don't know exactly how old he was. Was he in his late 20s, early 30s? He was a young man. Paul says to him, let no man despise thy youth. Nobody has any reason to belittle you, to look down on you, to question you, to disrespect you, if you will be an example to all. If you're a good example, a godly example to all, young to old, and there's Timothy, and people see the hand of God upon you and the Holy Spirit working in you and his power upon you and the fruit of Spirit being produced in you and your character, your good example to young and old and to all, nobody has any reason to despise. Despise, the Greek word, means to lack of respect, to look down on, to discourage you, to look down on you. Kind of have a lack of respect. There's no reason for anybody to do that. Be an example in your life, and your life will shine, and people will recognize that you're with God, and God is with you, and his hand is upon you. You're a man of character. So don't worry about your age, per se. Worry about your character. Don't focus on your age. Focus on your spiritual growth, your character. We should never say, if we struggle with anger or a critical spirit or a negative spirit or some other character trait, well, it's just the way I am. Accept me. We accept you, but not even God, the Holy Spirit, accepts that excuse or that type of character. From the day we receive Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit spends the rest of our life here on earth trying to produce the fruit of the Spirit, his fruit in us, a change of character. 10 years old, 30 years old, 60 years old, 80 years old, well, I've lost my spouse. I'm just old and crotchety. I've been this way all my life. This is just the way I am. Just accept me. In love, we accept everyone. But God does not even accept as an excuse poor character, non-Christian behavior. Let us never, ever say with some of our faults and character traits, patterns of behavior, well, that's just the way I am. My father fought with anger, and so I got that trait from my father. That's just the way I am. That's just the way it is. No. The Holy Spirit spends all of our life transforming us from anger to peace, our conflictive or selfishness to love. You know, look at the fruit of the Spirit and look at the contrasting characters of the fruit of the Spirit. Never accept that. There's things in my life that I hate. I will not say that's just the way I am to my dying day. Working on my character, working on my character. Remember my five H's? What are your five H's or S's or whatever they are? No, 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 I do not accept this in my life. I will not give in to this. Be an example. Be an example. Paul says to Timothy, don't need to focus on your age. Don't need to focus on some people say you have a lack of experience. How do you gain experience? Unless you're in the ministry gaining experience. Don't worry about that. Don't focus on your lack of experience, your age, whatever. Focus on your character. Focus on your walk with God. And nobody will have any reason to despise your youth, look down at you, come at, poorly or speak ill of you just because of youth. That's not going to be the factor. They're going to see your character. They're going to see your focus. They're going to see the hand of God upon you. They see the fruit of Spirit in you. And that will produce much fruit. But be an example. The word example in verse 12, be an example. It's the word, now Don, I'm always pronouncing Greek words in Spanish. Typos, T-I-P-O-S, typos. My mind just runs to Spanish when it's a different language. But it's the word type, be a type, typos, type. 16 times it appears in the Greek New Testament. It means what we're seeing here, to be a model, to be a type, a type, that is a pattern, a model. It means to be an example. It means to be an impression, leave your impression. Sometimes when crimes are committed, they're looking for tire impressions, molds, right? They do a mold of the tire, and so they have a clear impression. He say, be a clear impression there of the character of God and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Be a model, a pattern, an example. It's even used when it talks about Thomas. Jesus said, come and look at the imprints of the nails, the scars, but they weren't really scars yet, but they were wounds, they were imprints. Same Greek word even used there. Come and look at the model. If you look at this imprint, this mold, you can actually see where the nail and the head of the nail left its imprint. Be a model, be a mold, be an imprint. Be an impression, be an example, he says. And so the question is, how? Or the question is, who? Who, me? Children, leave the passage marked here, and we're going to go over to Proverbs 20, verse 11 for a moment. Be an example, who, me? Yes, you. Yes, me. Child, be an example. Adolescent, be an example. Youth, teen, college age, be an example. Young adult, be an example. Middle age, be an example. Elderly age, senior citizen, be an example. He was talking to Timothy, but the application is to all ages. And we see that in the Bible. For instance, here in Proverbs 20, verse 11. Proverbs 20:11, Even a child is known by his doings, by his actions, by his character, by his words. Even a child can be a good example. Even a child is known by his doings, by his actions, by his temperament, by his word, by his example. Yes, even a child is known by his actions, by his doings. Whether his work, his actions, his attitudes, his responses be pure, and whether it be right. So, being an example is for everyone. Thinking of children here, this example in Proverbs 20:11. Think of the young boy with the 2 fish and 5 loaves. Was he a good example or not? Young boy, who's got food out there? I do. You willing to give it up? Absolutely. Here, take this. 2 fish and 5 loaves. Good example, that boy. He's in the Bible. Good example. Proverbs 20. Even a child is known by his character, his words, his reactions, his doing, his temperament. Children are growing and maturing, but we're still growing and maturing at the age of 50, 60, and 72 because nobody has all of the fruit of the Spirit perfectly produced in us yet. It can start with our children. No, the Bible says, children, this young boy with the fish and loaves, the children that came to Jesus to seek him and just wanted to sit on his lap and spend a few moments with Jesus. Disciples said, no, get these kids out of here. They're noisy, they're rambunctious. Jesus has serious work to do here. Get these kids out of here. No, bring the children to me. Blessed be the children. And we need the faith of children like these if we are to be saved and grow and bring these children. These children want to be with Jesus. Good example. Good example. The servant of Naaman's wife in the Old Testament, the Syrian general Naaman, had leprosy. Had an Israelite servant girl in the household there. She spoke up, and if my master Naaman would just talk to the man of God in Israel, there could be a solution there. There is faith in Israel. God is with Israel. The power of God is in Israel. Power of God is with this man, Elijah. If he would just go, can you imagine that young girl, where she found the courage to speak up and say that? What a wonderful example, that young servant girl in a foreign country, in a foreign culture. Yes, be an example even as children. I was in the ASA church, that stands in Spanish for Alto Selva Alegre, which is the area of the city where God enabled us to work in planting the first church there. Pastor Daniel is still there doing a wonderful job. Just before we came up, he invited me to do a 3-day conference there on leadership. That was a blessed time. But one of the prayer requests is one of the young boys in the church was suffering a collapsed lung and some other problems. And he was in intensive care in the hospital. And Pastor Danielle was letting the church know and asking them to pray for this 8-year-old boy. I think he was 8 years old, maybe 10. And he one of the things he says, now you all know him. He loves God. He's the first one to Sunday school. He's very attentive in Sunday school. He loves God. He loves the church. He just wants to serve. He's always here. He loves the Bible. He loves to sing. Do you hear what I'm saying? Even a child is known by his doings, his decisions, his temperament, his character. Examples for everybody. The Bible says example. Children, adolescents, teens, everyone. And this young servant girl in Syria, what an example. What an example. Be an example as children. Youth, adolescents, teens. David, as a shepherd boy, was a great example of depending on God. Killing that bear, killing that lion, serving God, loving God. Good example. Even as a youth, facing Goliath. And I don't need all of this armor, and I'm not going to trust in all of these armors. And he didn't say, but the Psalms talk about not trusting in horses and chariots. He says, I go with God. And God used him. What a young man, David, shepherd boy. Joseph was 17 years when he was sold to Egypt. 17 years old, sold to Egypt alone. Breaks your heart when you read the passage. He was in that pit, and the Midianites came by, and his brother, and it says that he was crying out to his brothers, "Don't do this to me." And they sold him to Egypt, 17 years old, foreign country. And look what he did. Sexual purity. The wife was pursuing him, and he said, "How can I commit this sin against God and against my master? How can I do this?" Would not do it. He fled. What an example Joseph was as a young man. Isaac was a good example and waited for that wife that God had for him. Bad example, the youth that ridiculed the prophet Elisha and made fun of him and made fun of the leaders and made fun of Elisha and disrespected the man of God, the prophet of God, and ridiculed them, and they ended up dying. Daniel and his three friends, Daniel and the three friends were pretty young when they were taken captives to Babylonia. They stood up and we're not going to bow down and we're not going to drink this stuff and we're not going to be with women and we're not going to bow down to the statue. God can save us if he wants, and if he doesn't want to, that's fine, but we're not going to do it. We're committed to God. Wonderful example, Daniel and the three friends, young men. And Titus, one of Paul's servants, and the young nephew of the Apostle Paul, heard about this vow and attack that they were... people were going to bring on the Apostle Paul, and this young nephew of Apostle Paul stood up and went and told Paul and went and told the Roman authorities and reached out to them, and he wasn't afraid. Be an example. Be an example. Lack a PowerPoint slide here, but women. Sarah was a good example. Rebecca was and she wasn't. Rebecca manipulated her husband and her other son and her sons. Rebecca was and she wasn't. She manipulated her husband and her sons. Something to learn from and not do, manipulation. The judge Deborah was a good example. Esther was a wonderful example. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary and Martha, with all of the things that they were working on with their character and so forth. They were wonderful people, the women at the tomb. Men and elderly. Abraham was good and bad, and he lied, and he had faith that was just incredible, offering his only son. And David had his good example and his bad example. Joshua and Caleb were good examples. Samson was a poor example. Daniel was a good example. Joshua and Moses were not perfect, but they were good examples. Aaron with the golden calf was not the example that we're looking for. Apostle John, the Apostle Paul, Aquila and Priscilla. Elderly, Abraham and Sarah, later in their life, 90 and 100, good examples. Caleb, after entering the promised land, over 80 years old, and still with faith and taking that portion of land, a good example, Caleb. Apostle John, the Apostle Paul, being a good example. Anywhere along the line, we can falter. Mid-age crisis, we call it, mid-age crisis. And the husband and wife run off with another man or woman. An elderly person who's done well their life, but when they come to that difficult stage of life where they have to leave off driving and they have to leave off some other activities and that final difficult stage of life where they have to give up those things. And they can be an example in those things that are thrown at them. Or are we angry that we're losing our driving privileges? Are we upset that we can't live alone and we have to live with someone else or assisted care? And we're bitter and we're upset and we're angry in that stage of life and we're critical and negative. No, the matter of example never ends. Never ends. We need to be careful all the way through. And for you to study on your own, and let's just look at let me introduce these words. That would be another message. I have it ready to go, but there's no time for it. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let's just mention the words here. 5 points. So how do we be an example? And Paul lists 5 things here. So we look at the Greek words, and we look at examples, and we look at different teachings on these 5 points throughout the Scripture. And it's really neat. It's a really neat study. Either you can finish it up on your own, or Don or Lloyd or Mike can pick it up from here another day, although I know they've taught on this passage before. So, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou a model, a mold, an example of the believers. In word. And so that's the word logos. We need to be example in word. Need to be example in our comments. Truly, truly, and I work on this, believe me, I work on this, truly, we do not want to be a negative person, a pessimistic person, a critical person. We can always find something negative about we didn't like the sermon, in the sermon, or the songs, or the program, or the food, or whatever. Be critical, negative, caustic. Be an example in word. The Bible talks about our words are either like medicine or they're like what? Remember in Proverbs, our words are either like medicine or they're like what? Anybody remember? They're like a sword or a hammer. I think the word is sword, but it's the idea of beating. Our words are either like medicine, encouraging, paracleting, edifying, helping, although yes, that sometimes includes correction in love and humility, but our words are either like medicine or they're like a sword, they're like a hammer. Am I that type of person? Do I have that pattern of behavior? That's just the way I am. Well, we've already talked about that. No excuses. No excuses. I will never say that's just the way I am. I'll say you're right. If there's a pattern of behavior in me, I hate it. I do not accept it. With the Holy Spirit's help, I will work on it. I'm being transformed, and there's no excuses. Forgive me for saying it this way. I don't care if you're 5, if you're 35, if you're 65, if you're 85. There are no license, no excuses. We need to be an example in our word. We need to edify. Those negative thoughts that go through our mind, what do we do with them? We lock the door. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, look it up later, says we take captive those thoughts and emotions and throw them upon Christ and turn them over to Him before they come out of our mouth and do harm. That's what the Bible teaches. Word, be an example in word. May God help me. May God help us. Number two, be an example in conduct. Even children can be known for their deeds, whether they're pure and good or they're not. So an example in our conduct. Anastrophe is the word. Our conduct, our matter of life, our behavior, our patterns of behavior. Speech, action, reaction. Action is one thing. But anger is a reaction to things thrown at us. So maybe our actions are fairly well, but we have a pattern of behavior of reacting very poorly with anger or bitterness or whatever. Be an example in conduct, in our actions, the idea of our manner of life, our behavior, our patterns of behavior, our movements, our movements and turns, our patterns of behavior. Pride, sex, money, power, authority, rude, impolite, or polite, kind, gentlemanly, nothing that is gross behavior, gross communication, what would do harm to others, how we treat others, an example in conduct. In our conduct. Fruit of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. He has enough power to help us overcome those patterns of behavior that we've had for 10 years or 60 years. Doesn't matter. God is bigger than that. But we have to admit these patterns of behavior, recognize them, confess them as being negative and harmful and not pleasing to God and not honoring God and not being a good paraclete and edifying others, and confess them. Repent of them, and then with God's help, form a plan to control my mind, control my thoughts, control my mouth, my conduct. With God's help, the Holy Spirit is big enough to help us to be an example in our conduct, our words. Yes, He is. The third one is love. It's the word agape. Doing what is best for others, being obedient, being respectful, serving others, loving unconditionally, not mistreating others, not manipulating our spouse, our children, our parents, others with emotions, with anger, with ultimatums. No, that's the opposite. That's not an example of love. That's an example of selfish behavior. We don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. An example in love. Loving others unconditionally. Treating others as we see. You can look at it later. Remember the list in 1 Corinthians 13? There's 16 terms there. There's 16 terms there that describe what love is, what true love is, this love. Be an example by practicing, implementing those things. 1 Corinthians 13, in love, the opposite of selfishness. Helping others, not doing harm to others. Then he says spirit here, example in spirit. I think that includes just a couple of thoughts, our inner life. Who we are when no one else is looking. What do you do when no one else is looking? What do you watch when no one else is looking? What do you say and do when no one else is looking? Our spirit, our inner man, our inner being. And then that will manifest itself outwardly in our attitudes, our spirit, our words, our actions, and our reactions. Our spirit, our inner being, our innermost thoughts, our essence, that fruit of the spirit. What we see, think, and do when no one is looking. One thought to leave you. Where does your mind go when your mind is at rest? Now, our minds are rarely at rest because we're working and we're studying and we're doing all this. But when our minds are at rest, where do they go? What channel does our mind tune into? And I think David, when you look at the Psalms, his mind, when it was at rest, in between wars, in between problems, his mind was meditating on the Lord. When his mind was at rest, it went largely to the channel of God. He's thinking about God so much of the time and praising God and seeking God. I think that's why he was called a man after God's heart, because we know he committed adultery and he did other things, and that was the opposite. But when you read the Psalms, David's mind intentionally and with discipline and his free moments, I think his mind largely went to the channel of God and seeking God and praising God and wanting to be in his temple and wanting to be with his people and wanting to know God and learn God. So what channel does our mind go to, our inner spirit, who we really are inside? That'll be manifested externally in our actions, our word, our spirit, etc. He mentions here faith, be an example in faith. Our faith, our conviction, our principles, we're not unstable, we're not wavering of doctrine or in our life. We're committed, we're faithful. We're committed to the word, and we're committed to what is true and just and holy and correct. We're not deceived, we're not wavering, we're example in our faith, we're example in our conviction, we're an example in our commitment. Faith commitment to Jesus Christ and faith commitment to the bride of Christ. Want to see an example of faith commitment to Christ and a commitment and a conviction that we are part of his bride or part of his body. It's a command, it's necessary to live in community. God commanded us to live in community. And want to see a conviction, an example there in faith and a commitment to him, his word, and his bride. We're not seeing that today. People say they believe in God, but they don't want to be committed to the local bride of Christ. Example maybe in their conviction, but we're seeing a drop in conviction and commitment and dedication to the local bride of Christ. It's dropping. It's dropping. All over the world, it's dropping. And that's not biblical. It's not what we want. It's not a good example. Not a good example for our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, other people. Conviction, commitment to the word, to Christ, and to his bride, which is what we are. And the last one to mention to you is purity. It's kind of from a derivative of the word holiness. Be an example in purity and holiness and moral purity. without moral defect. Avoid lust. Avoid lust. Avoid envy. Avoid covetousness. Purity, sexual purity, moral purity. Purity in our mind, in our thoughts, what we do with our eyes, our desires, our motives, pure. Huge problem today. It's very, very sad to see the surveys that come out about the percentage of believers who are involved in pornography, men and women, and how many leaders fall to pornography and sexual impurity. He says to Timothy, be an example in purity, holiness, holiness and purity and sexual purity and moral purity. And it's just out of the window today, all over the world. The lack of holiness and purity and sexual and moral purity. It's incredible, just incredible what's happening today. And so we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. We need to be pure. We need to be examples in purity and morality. It includes more than sexual purity, but you'd have to be blind not to understand the problem of sexual purity today in today's world and morality and with funds in our mind, our thoughts, our eyes, our desires. We can be filled with lust and nobody knows it, but God knows it. But little by little, these things come out, an example in purity. From 5 to 95, may God help us to be a good example in these areas. No excuses, just God forgive us, God forgive me, help me to do better. I'm determined, I'm committed, determined to move forward with the Holy Spirit's help. Father, thank you for this time today. Thank you for this bride of Christ, this local bride of Christ, this local body, this community, this church. Bless each one, help each one of us. Help us to be an example. Help us to go forward. Help us not to give in to harmful patterns of behavior. You are more powerful than those things that are in our life and our patterns of behavior. Yes, the victory can be won. Help us to be an example. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Steve. As you just prayed, we can have victory, not in our own strength, but certainly through the power of the Spirit of God in us. He can produce His fruit in us as we yield ourselves to Him. Let's stand together to be dismissed. Father, we're grateful for our time together tonight and for Your Word, for this message. We just pray, Father, that we would continue to meditate upon it, examining our own hearts and lives, allowing You to work in us, to mold us and to shape us into the example that You would have us to be. Help us to be yielded to Your Spirit, allowing Him to produce His fruit within us. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening. May God bless you.